You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy, can you do a topic before Halloween about selfish parents? And by the way, I'm not embellishing. I'm not editing any of her note. These are all Sophia's words, not mine.
Okay.
Can you do a topic before Halloween about selfish parents who both go out with their kid and leave their house empty for other trick-or-treaters?
Oh.
So lame, she says. One parent should give out the candy. Even if they leave a bowl of candy with a note, that's not the entire reason kids dress up. The kids want their costumes to be oohed and awed over. It's not only about the candy. Just an irritating thought I had to share. I feel better already. And that is from Sophia.
Oh, she's all fired up, huh?
Fired up, man. She calls them selfish parents because they don't leave one at home. They both go out trick-or-treating with their kid.
And they're not around to see her kids in costume.
Right.
Her kids are the most important.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure Sophia wants to hear my take on this.
Wait a minute, Sophia.
It's like suddenly the world has to revolve around her children, but she's calling other parents selfish.
Why are you spending time with your children? You need to be looking at my children.
Hopefully Sophia has a good sense of humor about all this. But, I don't know, this would go down into the category of trick-or-treating etiquette, I suppose. How do we feel about the houses that, because they're both going out, they don't leave anybody home to, you know...
Man the bowl, essentially.
Oversee the distribution of the sugary treats.
So we do this. I mean, I will put a table out with the bowl so there's at least candy available, and I put out the strobe light and the smoke machine and all the stuff. It's still fun for the kids to come up to the door and get candy, even if nobody's standing there. Mm. Because I do want to go around and hang with my family for a little bit and see the joy on my kids' faces going door to door.
Well, couldn't you guys like go out your house and turn left and Nicole takes your kids down all the street to the left and then she comes back and you take all the kids to the right? I mean, you could do that.
Totally. And we've done the thing too, yes, where maybe she does the left side of the street with the kids and I've done the right and I hang out because, you know, maybe we've spotted some older kids in the neighborhood that we know that will clean out the entire bowl, essentially. But you got to be able to spend time with your kids, too. At least we are making the effort to leave candy out there.
She says it's lame that it's not
Why
about the candy.
Is that lame?
She wants the people to be oohing and aahing over their kids' costume.
But for the kids, it is all about the candy. They don't care about the oohs and aahs. Because generally like, what are you supposed to be? And they stand up there and they just stare at you like a little idiot. You know, and they don't even talk.
I think this is mom who wants the oohs and the ahs.
I think mom put a lot of effort into the Halloween costume and she
Which
wants
is fine.
Recognition.
But you gotta come out and say that.
I want to apologize. I didn't mean to call your kids little idiots. That just kind of came out very quickly and I apologize.
You know, last year I got the classic Ring camera audio and video of the kids talking about trick-or-treating and their attitude towards it. And all they wanted was the candy, and they wanted a better way of doing it than going door to door.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the kids are that much about whether there's a bowl just sitting out. Well, what stops kids from emptying out the bowl? Are you relying on
my house?
Good nature?
Generally, we do leave a note in front of the bowl, as we all do when we do this. It says, take one or two.
A note?
And they really, actually, they follow it.
I'm surprised.
And I've stood back before and watched at the end of the driveway. And they follow
I'm surprised banks, you know, just keep their, they should just keep their doors unlocked at night and just put a note up. Hey, don't come in and take this money.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Thank you. What's the diff? You're talking about a nine-year-old who sees a note? And they're going to say, well, the note says I can only take
you
one
You would be
piece.
Surprised at how many very polite and courteous children
I would be beyond
are.
Surprised. I would be stunned.
And I was actually stunned that a lot of the parents were like, make sure you only take one. Just take one.
Well, you have to be
I've
there then to
them.
Hear them say that.
Like I said, there has been times where I've just kind of sat back and just kind of watched everything go down.
Boy, that's a creeper move.
Because honestly,
you're in the
like,
bushes watching kids come up to your house.
I have no shirt on.
Creepy. machine.
No, I mean, because for me, it's like, yeah, clean it out faster so I can pick this crap up and go back inside.
So here come the text messages. Jamie says, what about single parents? This is ridiculous. So, no, wait a minute. Is she saying that Sophia's being ridiculous?
Yes, I would think so, because the single parent with a young child wants to be out with their kids. So
you got no choice.
They're going to leave the bowl,
out.
Yeah.
I guess what Sophia's saying is if you do have dual parentage going on, that one of them needs to stay behind.
So is this...
Jill makes a good point.
What's that?
Jill says, OMG, this lady. She goes, you can admire costumes while out on the street.
100%.
That's true. You can ooh and ah about Sophia's kids' costumes, Jill, when you pass them on the street.
What a brilliant comment. I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either.
Hey, great costume. Wow.
I got to tell you, the comments are... fast and furious coming. We're going to take some phone calls on this too. Starting with Samantha. Hey, Samantha. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think about this trick-or-treat etiquette that we're talking about?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I have to leave a bowl of candy out. I work on Halloween night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
But I still want to give something to the kids.
Which is the total opposite of being selfish, right?
Exactly.
Right.
You know, you want them to have a good Halloween. And like you guys said, they don't care about their costumes.
They don't.
They do for the first like 3 minutes.
Then they don't even remember what they are.
Then after that, it's out the door. Then it's just about the candy grab.
Yeah,
man.
What Disney character are you? And they're like, duh, I don't know.
Exactly. It's always been that way, even when I was little. And what trick
every generation is the same. We're excited when we first get the costume, and then that wears off.
Yeah, because then you just have to have more candy than your friend.
Yes, it becomes a competition. You're so right.
Samantha, thank you for a great call. We appreciate you being on the show. Here comes Chris. Chris, what do you think about all this?
So I think it's okay to leave a bowl out on the porch. I mean, there's a lot of houses out there that's going to happen. I don't think that you should miss out on these memories with your kids while they're young. So
that is a good point. Right. What are you handing out this year, Chris?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. What?
Not sure.
Ask him again.
Probably Reese's.
Reese's, good. Hey, and you said it correctly, too. Thank you. All right.
You know, that is
good.
A solid candy choice right there.
I'd take more than one out of that bowl.
You know, the number of people, and we're going to get to, let's see, we still got to talk to Cindy, Melissa, Zach, and Melissa. Double Melissa's here. The number of text messages coming in, because I was expressing surprise that you could leave a bowl of candy out and wouldn't just get cleaned out in the first 3 minutes.
Mm-mm.
But the majority of people, well, unless the people who get their bowls cleaned out are not writing in, because they're just like, well, yeah, naturally that happens. But the, you know, the anecdotal ones of, hey, I left a bowl out. A couple of people have said they have come home and there's like half the bowl still left.
Absolutely. 100%.
And that's...
I'm telling you, there's polite kids out there.
Well, okay.
I'm not lying, man.
Cindy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. So what do you want to add to this?
So what me and my son and their kids all do is I come over for Halloween, and they all dress up as a family theme and go trick-or-treating, and I hand out candy, which is... extremely enjoyable for me to watch all the kids and then see them in their costumes. And plus, it's my birthday, so we have fun.
Oh, that's good.
That's really good. All right, I like that. So,
how about those families that all dress up together, though? Super.
If you don't have grandparents in town, I'm wondering if that would be a service that people could pay, almost like dog walkers. It's like, I will come and sit on your front porch. You don't even have to
rent
me
out
in the house. I'll sit on your front porch while you take your kids trick-or-treating, and I'll hand out candy for you so you don't get your bowl cleaned out.
It's pretty good.
I'm an idea man, Jeremy. I'm an idea man. Cindy, thank you for that call. Here's Melissa, number one. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, baby.
So what have we left out? What do you have to say?
Well, I think Sophia needs to just relax.
Oh, burn!
Stop that. Stop that.
We could hang out, Melissa.
Maybe her husband doesn't want to spend time with her is why he has splits them up. for Halloween and why she thinks this is okay. I love spending time with my husband and family, so we go out together and leave a bowl of candy.
I like where you're going with this. Husband's just super annoyed.
I don't like how nasty this
has
become.
Oh my God, she's so needy on Halloween. I'm not even going to go out.
Melissa, thank you for the call. You're mean, but thank you for the call.
I don't even like our kids' costumes this year.
Here's Melissa number two. Melissa, what do you want to say?
Hey, I was just going to say, from a kid's point of view, how amazing would it be just to have both of your parents there spending time with you instead of like leaving one at home?
It's pretty damn amazing, Melissa. That's what it is.
Whatever.
It is. It's good family time. I enjoy it.
Okay, Melissa, thank you for that
Bye.
Call.
Dom doesn't enjoy
it.
Family time.
Well, here's the thing. Families are together. Yes, there are exceptions, but generally, families are together 365 days a year. And even on Halloween, for the hours leading up to it, you're together. And then afterwards, when the kids come home, you're together.
Yeah.
So you're telling me for that 80 minutes that you're not
because
together?
Because then you're together in costume.
Suddenly, we are busting up the nuclear family because we spent an hour apart?
Because it's the situation that you're in. You're dressed up. Begging for candy. That's a different kind of family time versus just hanging out at home. It's a different experience.
Okay. Here's Zachariah. Zach, what do you think?
I think on Halloween, isn't the point of handing out candy to get rid of all the candy? So why not go out with your kids, enjoy the time, and hope that you come home to an empty bowl? Like, what's the point of buying the candy if you don't want to just get rid of it?
See, that's exactly what I said a few minutes ago. I hope that they do take more than one, although these kids are so damn polite. So, yeah, when we get home, I can pack up, turn off the porch lights, and get the hell out of there.
Because we end up, literally, we end up a year later having still a quarter of a bowl of old Halloween candy, like... Just get rid of it. Like, take as much as you want.
And then you end up eating it, Zach.
Well, you must be, if a year later you've still got it, you must be handing out crappy candy then.
And Zach, don't you know that you just handed out the next year?
You couldn't have Reese's or M&M's and have it left over a year later.
You just hand it out a year later.
We buy the like bag of candy that's got all the best stuff. Reese's, M&M's, Snickers, Milky Ways.
Hold on.
And we still end up having half a bowl left.
Did you just say Reese's?
Reese's, sorry.
Thank you. Okay, now you can continue.
Jeez. Yeah, so in fact, we just forgot what you said.
Zach, you've lost all credibility.
You were doing so well.
So well, then you hit me with a Reese's.
And then the wheels came off.
We're done here.
Well, you know what? I just want to reach out to Sophia and say, I am so sorry that so many people were so mean to you. The thing is, Sophia, I disagree with you too, but I wasn't mean about it.
Yeah, there was only one caller that said that your husband hates you. So, but hey, you know what? You sent us the message you were asking, and you got some very honest answers. So this is why you come to us.
Sophia would not have respect for us if she wrote in and we lied.
She
listens to this show because we're honest and we share our true feelings.
So this year, just dress up as a chill pill and go. You know, take the candy out of the bowl that's just sitting there. Relax. It's all good. All good. You're going to post 45 pictures of your kids on your social media anyway, and you'll have people gushing like crazy. It's going to be fine. All good in the hood.
Well, that was entertaining for me. And the text messages. We have so many text messages that if we cannot write back to you, don't be mad because there's a billion of them, but we are reading them, and you guys are making us laugh. And if you think some of the phone calls were mean, you should see what some of the text messages are saying.